It happened last February and again in August. Texas maxed out on electricity. First, it was the extreme winter cold, and then record summer heat driving demand through the roof, and in turn driving prices to the stratosphere. Years ago, the Texas legislature had deregulated the market for electricity. It's now sold much like oil or any other commodity. Shortages can cause prices to spike. The average wholesale price, the price paid by companies that then sell electricity to you, that price is running about $40 per megawatt. But last summer, it briefly rocketed to $3,000 per megawatt, as high as a state-imposed price cap allowed. It's during those unusual times that the companies that own the power plants can make enormous profits in a matter of minutes. And that worries Clarence Johnson. He used to work for the state analyzing the power market. He was alarmed by talk of raising or even eliminating the cap on how high prices can go.
If you have no price caps, first of all, it encourages gaming of the Enron style that we saw in California.
He's talking about how in 2000, the Houston-based energy giant Enron created an artificial shortage of electricity. It did it by taking some of its California power plants offline, driving up prices there dramatically. The issue is important now in Texas because the Public Utility Commission is considering raising the cap on how high wholesale prices can spike.
I've got no particular problem raising the system-wide offer cap or eliminating the cap or adjusting the cap.
That's Kenneth Anderson, one of the three public utility commissioners. He was speaking last week at a PUC meeting in Austin. Some people in the audience were surprised because they thought he was saying he might favor eliminating the price cap entirely. He told us later that's not exactly what he meant.
The short answer is we're not talking about eliminating a cap at all. We're talking about whether it makes sense to increase it.
Why would it make sense to allow prices to spike even higher than last summer?
Well, I think we need more generation.
By allowing prices to go higher, the theory goes, it would encourage power companies to build new plants, which can cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Without new ones, the fear is Texas could run a greater risk of power shortages in times of high demand. The state currently has the smallest reserves of generating capacity in the country. But wouldn't allowing even higher prices also raise the risk we heard about earlier, the abuse by companies trying to game the system? Commissioner Anderson says no.
It's hard to game the system for a couple of reasons.
He says the state has rules against it, enforced by investigators who look into every price spike. Yet there's another reason critics are skeptical. They point out that five-year projections of the state's reserves have been wrong in the past, painting a dire picture when, in fact, power plants did get built and, for the most part, supply kept up with demand. Again, Clarence Johnson.
You know, I would be reluctant to suggest that we make major changes in the market in terms of pricing or giving more money to generators just because we fear these lowered reserve margins in the future.
The PUC will consider those arguments as it decides how high is high enough when it comes to the price of power. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.